In western Massachusetts and northern Connecticut, two airports are focused on upgrading their facilities. In the Berkshires, the Pittsfield Municipal Airport is currently ahead of schedule on its project to update and expand its runway to meet requirements from the Federal Aviation Administration. Mark Germanowski, manager of the airport, says that the work to relocate a road in order to expand the 5,000-foot runway and add a 1,000-foot safety buffer zone on either side is on budget and on schedule.
December 1st, we should be substantially completed with the project entirely.
Germanowski added that significant milestones in the project are near completion.
The new South Mountain Road realignment and segment should be open, we were hoping, by sometime late November. And the runway environment should hopefully be usable to the flying public sometime in late summer.
The $22.5 million project began 2 years ago and initially encountered delays due to complications with federal funding. However, due to the mild winter earlier this year, the contractors were able to work through the season and get back on track. In Windsor Locks, Connecticut, airport officials at the Bradley International Airport have opened a public comment period and will be holding a public hearing on a proposal to construct a new terminal that will replace the airport's current Terminal B with a 19-gate expansion. The project would nearly double the number of existing gates at the airport. The old terminal was shut down to airline traffic in 2002. Most services were shifted into the more recently renovated Unified Terminal A. Airport spokesman John Wallace says the proposal is set to address future needs of the airport.
You know, the airport's been here as a state-owned facility since the 1940s, and we're now at the point where, you know, we have basically replaced the original terminal building, which was built in the early 1950s. You know, it's a 60-year-old building, and that building will be taken down.
The public comment period has been set up to determine any impacts on the environment, including water and air quality, wildlife, and introduction of hazardous materials. Wallace also said that the hearing will seek to determine a demand for a much larger airport. University of Hartford economics professor Jeffrey Cohen said that the improvements in the proposal will have an economic benefit to the region by providing more competition at the airport.
So having more competition through more flights available will hopefully lower the cost of air travel for consumers, and that'll make it more attractive for people who sometimes drive up to Boston or down to New York, and hopefully that will encourage more economic activity in and around the airport.
New on-site rental car lots are also included in the proposal. The project is currently being overseen by Connecticut's Department of Transportation. The project could cost up to $650 million and would use state and federal funds. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.